Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We're back on 720 WGN. It is 4:48 on this Tuesday afternoon. Make that a Wednesday afternoon. It's Cinco de Mayo, the 5th of May. And to help us understand that a little bit, Cesario Moreno is on a phone line. He's the chief curator at the National Museum of Mexican Art. Cesario, welcome to WGN.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
You know, so just I start with a primer, if you will. You know, Cinco de Mayo here isn't really how it originated there in Mexico. So what's this holiday really about?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of misconceptions around it. The good thing is that people seem to know that it comes from Mexico. A lot of times when we talk about Latino or Latinx holidays, they all kind of get blurred together. But at least people realize that this is something that happened in Mexico. Actually happened in the town of Puebla, very beautiful colonial city. And it was when the French tried to invade Mexico and take it over. And on the 5th of May in 1862, a ragtag militia group, I hesitate to even call them an army, they defeated the most powerful army in the world at that time, which was Napoleon III's army. They defeated them at Puebla on May 5th, and it was a big booster in morale. And the war kept going. It went on for 5 years. And in the end, of course, Mexico won its independence as a republic with a constitution and all that good stuff. But that battle was the first and very important battle, more than anything, to unite Mexico against the French.
So this war was really going on simultaneously, nearly, with the U.S. Civil War.
Exactly. And, you know, Benito Juarez and Abraham Lincoln were, you know, I mean, they weren't pals, but they were allies, and they, you know, they had communications to each other. They had communication through Springfield, as a matter of fact.
Is that right?
Yeah. So what happens is it's a very famous war that takes place in Mexico, but in Mexico they really don't celebrate it. You know, it's not one of those big major holidays like May 1st is, which is sort of the anniversary of what happened at Haymarket Square here in Chicago. So wait a minute.
So you're telling me that in Mexico they celebrate May 1st, Haymarket Square?
Yes, all of Latin America. It's a major holiday. They actually call it Labor Day. And it's a celebration of the Haymarket Square riot right here in Chicago near, what is that, Randolph and the expressway over there?
I had no idea of that. And so, again, I'm just going to show my ignorance. You can teach us here. What? Explain for me the connection in Latin America to the Haymarket riots.
Well, you know, Chicago was a major capital city for labor and union organizing. Don't forget, around this time, it's sort of like the beginning of the Gilded Age, the Gilded Era, where the wealthy are taking over everything, the top 1%, whatever you want to call them, and the rights of the workers are being trampled. And so it wasn't just happening in Chicago. It was happening in all of the industrialized world. And so once that event happened in Chicago, it became the sort of day in which they celebrated union organizing. They actually have streets in Mexico named the Seven Chicago Martyrs, which, you know, you see that in Spanish, and it's kind of strange in a Latin American country, especially since we don't even really teach it here.
No kidding. So the riots here became inspiration there.
Yes, and of course, the war in Puebla on May 5th is celebrated here and not there. So it's kind of an odd exchange.
Wow, I'm so glad we talked today, Cesario. I had no idea about that. We're going to pursue that further.
Sure.
I got to get to the museum, too. I never have. And I know you guys are competing for the best free museum. How do people get their voices heard on that?
You know what? It's through social media, but to vote for the museum, it's for the best free museum. If you just Google that, it'll come up. People can vote until the 10th. We came really close last year, but, you know, best free museum in the country by USA Today. Please go online and vote for us. And then when we open in September, come on through and
I'm
check
be
us
there.
Out.
I gotta visit it. I can't wait to meet you in person. Cesario Moreno, Chief Curator, the National Museum of Mexican Art. Thank you so much for joining us. I learned a lot.
You're very welcome.